me and you.
Believe me, baby, I know it, baby. You know it too.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump continues to hammer the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates.
We would be helped if interest rates would come down, but we're going to see how the board rules on that soon. I'd love to see them come down a lot.
Correspondent Nancy Cortez reports the comment came as Trump visited the central bank's Washington, D.C. headquarters and met with Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
This was the first time in nearly 20 years that a U.S. president has paid a visit to the Federal Reserve. And after slamming Powell endlessly from afar, Trump shared his views in person today, which was just as uncomfortable as one would imagine.
Microsoft issued an emergency fix after hackers carried out attacks on businesses and, as CBS's Stacey Lynn tells us, several federal agencies.
Multiple officials tell CBS News that Department of Homeland Security headquarters, several of its component agencies, and the Department of Health and Human Services have been hacked as part of a wider breach of Microsoft SharePoint. In a statement, a White House official says it is closely monitoring the situation and working with all agencies to patch vulnerabilities and mitigate impact.
One of the three police officers shot in an ambush in Lorain, Ohio, has died. 35-year-old officer Philip Wagner leaves behind a wife and two children. Deputy Chief of the Lorain Police Department, Michael Failing, spoke at a candlelight vigil.
We had officers down, and the men and women of the Lorain Police Department drove right into that scene to go get their injured officers and get them out of here. If that's not courage, I don't know what is.
A new survey shows 27% of workers are more worried about job security than they were in January. But Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick explains two generations are more able to turn things to their advantage.
Younger workers, both members of Generation Z as well as millennials, are those, fortunately, in the best position to improve their lot. That's the good news. And perhaps seize upon opportunities in this innovative, dynamic workforce.
Pro wrestling icon Hulk Hogan has died in Clearwater, Florida. WWL-TV's Meg Ferris has more.
Professional wrestler Luke Hawk says Hulk Hogan was an icon, the top of the top.
When I was 3 years old, I remember having a doll of Hulk Hogan, and I have a picture now. It's one of the only things I have from childhood.
Luke says Hogan's entertainment was his escape from a difficult childhood.
So I could just like let go of everything and just be mesmerized by what was going on television. So the loss of Hogan, it's devastating.
Hogan was 71. Police in Clearwater, Florida say medical personnel responded to a call about cardiac arrest. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Iranian officials will meet with representatives of Germany, France, and Britain in Istanbul Friday for talks on its nuclear program. More from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
These will be Iran's first discussions with Western nations about its nuclear activities since its 12-day war with Israel in June. During that war, American B-52 bombers hit nuclear-related facilities in Iran. Harlan Ullman is an advisor at the Atlantic Council, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank.
European Union is anxious to see if it can do
deal, some kind of deal with Iran. Obviously, it would like to have access to Iranian oil.
He says America's often bitter history with Iran makes it highly unlikely those two nations will ever reach an agreement.
Chances for diplomacy between the United States and Iran, in my view, are extremely remote.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The number of Americans filing for jobless aid fell last week for the sixth straight week to 217,000. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, a few showers and storms out there with lows in the lower 70s, a light breeze. Friday, a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 80s with more storm chances Friday night. It's 75 at our studios.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Georgia's love. Let me
walk. Georgia,
updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Like me, just
I don't want to be. I couldn't take another day like yesterday. I'm dead on my feet from walking the street. I need somebody to help me find my way. I've gotta get out of this town. Before I do, I'll take a last look around. Oh, does somebody want to be wanted like me? Where are you? Does somebody want to be wanted like me? Just like me.
You know, I'm no different from anybody else. I start each day and I end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Dance all night, despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it?
It's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Thank you.
styles they wear. And the southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Why am I losing sleep over you? Reliving precious moments we knew. Prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I won't know, have you ever seen rain? I won't know, have you ever.
I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. What a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah. It's tired when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and a love so fine. She touched my hand and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Shook up.
I'm This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A federal appeals court has ruled that a California law requiring background checks to buy bullets is unconstitutional. Judge Roger Benitez says if people can't buy bullets, they can't use their guns. CBS legal analyst Lori Levinson tells us the case is probably headed to the Supreme Court.
Because it's a significant Second Amendment case. It goes beyond the idea that you can take away people's guns or limit their guns for self-defense. It goes to other types of gun control policies.
President Trump toured the renovations at the Federal Reserve headquarters Thursday while continuing to pressure the Fed chairman to lower interest rates. CBS's Erica Brown reports.
As they toured the renovations underway at the Federal Reserve's D.C. headquarters, it was clear President Trump and Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell did not see eye to eye when it came to its cost.
You just added in a third building is what that is. That's a third building.
Well, no, but it's a building that's being built.
No, it was built 5 years ago. We finished Martin 5 years ago.
It's part of the overall work.
The visit came as the president continued to push the Fed chair to lower interest rates.
The Supreme Court paused a lower court's ruling limiting who can sue under the 1965 Voting Rights Act. It was a move backed by civil rights groups. Native American tribes in North Dakota had challenged a state legislative map they said dilutes their voting power. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum explains the case is probably not over.
This is another Supreme Court decision issued under the shadow.